Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, J.D. Vance and Van Jones are in agreement. J.D. Vance, of course, being the vice presidential candidate running with Trump, and liberal Van Jones, Lee.
So a capitalist and a communist agree.
Yes, they agree that the Democrat Party has an anti-Semitism problem. And J.D. Vance said that he felt really bad for Josh Shapiro, that he had to spend the governor of Pennsylvania, who happens to be Jewish, had to spend the last few weeks, quote, running from his Jewish heritage, unquote. They even had his military service in the IDF scrubbed from his Wikipedia page. So you used to be able to be proud that you had that Israeli heritage as well, and you went and served in the military there. Now you've got to have them censor it for you so that no one will realize you're Jewish, or it won't stick out, because Democrats don't like that, apparently. J.D. Vance said that yesterday. He said it's just really sad that he had to scrub his heritage to try to fit in, and it still wasn't good enough. Van Jones said the same thing, that the Democrats are going to need to have a reckoning over this anti-Semitism.
But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being an anti-Jewish bigot, but there are some anti-Jewish bigots out there. And there's some disquiet now, and there has to be. How much of what just happened is caving into some of these darker parts in the party? So that's going to have to get worked out. It's going to have to get talked regard. But
so he's saying, how much of what just happened? Look, Josh Shapiro is who they should have run with. They need Pennsylvania. They need Michigan. And he would have really helped them lock Pennsylvania. Instead, they're running with a candidate who offers them nothing.
For a state they were already going to win.
They were already going to win, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were so afraid that the street mobs of Democrat grassroots that are funded by Iran, as John Kirby admitted, spokesperson for the White House, admitted last week, that they would make them mad and they wouldn't show up at the polls. And a lot of folks pointing out, including Van Jones, look, he got criticized for being pro-Israel. And folks were saying, yeah, there's a lot of Democrats that have been pro-Israel in the past. None of them are getting criticized. It's just the Jewish guy. Yeah, because he's Jewish, and they didn't want him because of it. So it's wild watching this go on, just that open anti-Semitism, when just, you know, a year and a half ago, they were still accusing Trump of being an anti-Semite, which was, of course, fake. But that was still considered a slur. Now, I don't think you're going to catch the Democrats calling Trump an anti-Semite, because and I'm not joking, Lee, I think they'd be afraid some of their base might vote for him. That's not a slur anymore. It's very normal in the Democrat Party. Well, we don't want one of those Jewish guys, really. And what other major political party can you think of that had a real streak of anti-Semitism going through it that really sort of spun out of control? Only one comes to mind.
Yeah.
Didn't end well. Ended in World War II. Meanwhile, interesting what is going on here. Just this sort of anti-Semitic civil war inside the Democrat Party. Corey Bush lost her seat. Remember,
yes,
that squad? Great to see that.
In a primary.
Right. Now, the person replacing her is also a lunatic.
Yes,
okay, so I want to say that up front.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is, we're talking about St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell. So he's nuts. But he's not an anti-Semite. At least there's no proof he is. I mean, he's a Democrat, so we never know for sure. But he beat Corey Bush with $8 million in pro-Israel, pro-Jewish money in that race. One congressional race. So that is a massive spend by,
yes,
Jewish groups.
Yeah.
And what they're doing right now is they're essentially going through these Democrat primaries, and they're taking out person by person some of the leading anti-Semitic voices in the Democrat Party. Interestingly,
like Kevin McCarthy used to do to conservatives, right?
Yeah, like that. Yeah, exactly.
I thought you'd appreciate that reference.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know. Sorry, my right hand starts to shake a little when you say Kevin McCarthy, so I gotta work the tremor out. And then I remind myself, yes, he's never coming back. It's over.
That's
it's
right.
Okay.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't have to live it again. Yes. So anyway, but yeah, $8 million dumped into that district, and they ran a lot of commercials against her to defeat her. What's interesting is none of them brought up Israel, Jewishness, or anti-Semitism. They focused on other issues. Why? Because if they'd tarred her as an anti-Semite, she might have won. That's where the Democrat Party is, Lee. So Jewish voters want to remain, clearly, at least these big money Jewish voters behind these PACs want to remain in the Democrat Party. And so they're purging it one by one by one by one.
And two down.
Yeah, well, you know, wish them luck.
Yeah.
It's a big job ahead. I mean, at $8 million ahead, it's gonna be costly to do that. Or, you know, they could just join the 20% of Jewish voters who are Republicans. Yeah. And then they wouldn't have to worry about
that.
Yeah,
there is that.
They wouldn't have to worry about it. And, you know, Van Jones admitting it on CNN, that was definitely big of him. But this is a problem for them going forward. It's a big problem. Because you know how they are, Lee. If they get away with doing something once, they want to do a more and more and more extreme version of it.
Yep.
And what this Shapiro thing just established, and it's not going to change, what it just established is if you're Jewish, you can't be a major Democrat Party candidate. You could have when he ran in Pennsylvania. Those days are over. They disintegrated over the last 18 months. That, you know, good luck running in the primary as a Jew, unless maybe you disavow somehow. I don't know. I mean, did you see what Ben Stiller said? Did you see the video?
No, I did not.
He's Jewish?
Yeah.
He said every Jewish man secretly wishes he could be black.
What?
Yep.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's like, you know, that's kind of a weird statement to say.
It is, but he said it. So, I mean, I don't know going forward. What was your impression of this whole Walz situation yesterday? Were you surprised he was picked? What do you think?
Yeah, that was the least likely of the ones that were out there. And I know you and I were both a little concerned about Mark Kelly because, quite honestly, he has some appeal to some people who may consider themselves, as I saw the phrase, Kamala curious Republicans, which I thought
Kamala
was a, yeah, I forgot who said that, but I saw that quoted somewhere and I thought that's an interesting phrase. But it's like, I'm sorry, if you're curious about Kamala, you're not a Republican. I mean, because we know what Kamala is, and she is not in any way a Republican, let alone a moderate Democrat. And I just don't understand people that would think that. But anyway, yeah, you know, we were concerned about Mark Kelly is what I was saying, and Shapiro to some degree as well. But I just don't see where the political benefit is for.
There isn't one.
And it's like you were saying, I think you mentioned this on your the Battle of Ground America podcast yesterday. Nobody else will take the job, apparently.
Nobody who has any future in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They don't want to be tarred with her.
Because you know Gavin Newsom obviously is holding out for 2028.
Oh, yeah. He wants to run. You could tell.
Yeah. There's no question about that. It's just that, you know, he's going to wait for, I guess he's hoping for Kamala to crash and burn.
By the way, did you see yesterday on Twitter, Tampon Tim was trending? Tampon Tim.
What?
Yeah, no, because he signed the bill to mandate tampons in boys' restrooms.
All right.
Right.
Okay. Now I understand the reference. Okay.
Yeah, because some boys have periods. In Minnesota, they do.
No, they don't.
So Yeah.
Tampon tantrum.
There you go. This guy is just, he's a gold mine. You know what? Such so much of a gold mine that J.D. Vance gave a 22-minute speech yesterday. It was really good. It's a question and answer session, completely unscripted with the media. You know, something Kamala Harris hasn't done in 17 days.
Right.
And may never do again. I'm not sure. And that's, you know, that'd be the first question I ask her as a reporter. When will you resume speaking to the media? And can we count on you to talk to us ever if you're president?
Yeah.
Or no? We'll just find out your dictates as they come down like a king.
Right.
But J.D. Vance just says an aside yesterday, he was talking about Walz and like how excited he was running against Kamala, because this is like the weakest team they could possibly assemble. And he said, don't put it past the Democrats to still switch him out. Vance said it.
Wow.
It was like a throwaway line. Yeah. And he said, I know they can't technically according to the rules. And he's like, but don't put it past them. It's the kind of thing they do. That is still in my mind.
Yeah.
It's still in, and again, I can't explain to you how they would do it, but rules, norms, and laws have never applied to Democrats.
Well, that's
right.
Absolutely. We've seen plenty of evidence of that.
Yeah. And so it was just a throwaway line from J.D. Vance, but it was almost him like talking out loud, maybe when he shouldn't have, almost like, geez, you know, I hope they keep them. I hope they don't get rid of these two. So that tells you what the internal Trump polling says.
Hmm.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.